Let's talk more about the game tonight between Star Valley and Sugar Salem. And SVI Media's Jake Hibbert is joining us live right now this morning to dissect the game. Of course, Jake, the host of Star Valley Sports Night, which dropped last night. He also helps us with highlights and replays from around the state of Wyoming during the live broadcast of Star Valley Football on SVI. Jake, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm doing well, guys. I hope you're doing well as well. I liked Alan Simpson and the flag football on just before me. That's exciting stuff.
It is very exciting.
You'll have to, you're not eligible to sign up though. You're too old.
Mm-hmm.
We're all too old, but I think we know people that can sign up though. Yeah, it's gonna be great.
Jake, let's talk about the game tonight. Sugar Salem and Star Valley Sports Night dropping last night. You had a great preview of the Sugar Salem offense, what they do. This has become a rivalry, no question about it, between these two interstate teams. When you look at the matchup tonight, maybe give us one or two things that really jump out to you on paper.
Yeah, something that I thought was really interesting is I didn't get to it in my show, but we talked about the defense and just how good they are at man defense, this being Sugar Salem, that we're going to see a lot of nickel coverage with three defensive backs and two safeties all in man, and then you've got the guys up at the line and your couple of linebackers on the inside to kind of spill and kill and just contain everything. And with those two stand-up outside edge rushers, really, Sugar's trying to keep the game, what they say, outside in, just kind of keep the game within those edges, and that's why they have those stand-up speeds. I think the running game for Star Valley could be really, really big. And like I said, I didn't get to it this week, but McKay Young was telling me just the other week that in all of the years he's been coaching Star Valley football, they have this 1,000-pound club where it's some combination of squats, clean and jerk, and then bench. Well, anyways, he's had two guys reach the plateau that qualifies being a 1,000-pounder, and both of them are in the backfield this year in Elijah Mautatia and Kyan Watson. So I think as we look at this Sugar Salem game, if you want to get your receivers going, as so many times Star Valley has, I really think the running game could be so good against this really good defense today, and that power could be big.
The thing about Sugar Salem that I'm always impressed with when we see them is their physicality and their execution. They just absolutely do not make mistakes, typically do not make any mistakes. And then, you know, sometimes when you're playing teams, it's like, oh, here's the initial contact. You get three or four more or five more, or you break one. That just doesn't seem to happen against Sugar Salem. Every yard is earned, and I think that's why the Braves and the Diggers like playing each other, because both teams are like that, and it's going to come down to every single play. Who's going to win on that play and then line up and do it again? It's good old-fashioned smash-mouth football a lot of the time.
Yeah. With Sugar this year, they've turned over so many people, and that's what's interesting, because I remember talking about this exact same thing last year, right, as they were losing a 1,700-yard rusher. It didn't really matter. And so now this year they're turning over all of their senior skill players from a year ago again, and well, they've got a brand new quarterback in Frank the Tank, guys. I think this is my first Frank starting quarterback in high school in quite some time, but this year is the first in a few that I think that we're going to see where Sugar Salem's really going to be looking to get that quarterback moving. Of course, we're still going to have lots of trap plays up the middle to the fullback. It's really interesting this year because now Star Valley has to worry about that edge with Frank Fillmore leading Sugar Salem in rushing at just under 200 yards. They haven't had a quarterback be that running threat in quite some time in this wing tee.
Jake Hibbert with Star Valley Sports Night joining us this morning, dissecting the Sugar Salem Star Valley Braves matchup tonight. Jake, last night on your show, you also talked about the wing tee offense that Sugar Salem loves to run, the different concepts with that. Now you throw in a dual threat quarterback this year that you just mentioned. Coach Merritt and his defense, what's the best way to defend against a multi-threat quarterback running the wing tee offense? Because it's all about misdirection and misconception anyway. And then, oh, by the way, the quarterback's the leading rusher.
So I spent a lot of time on this, and I was telling you guys I wanted to find out the tells from the offensive line. Well, Sugar Salem's pretty good because they've got me fooled as far as they mask their blocking schemes between a run and a pass pretty well. So if you're a linebacker, this is where I'm sitting at, is I'm imagining him one of those inside backers for Star Valley. That first read has got to be, let's stay in my zone, because you mentioned the misdirection. One thing that Sugar Salem will not be doing with this misdirection, from what I've seen all year, they won't be running a triple option. So when you see those multiple handoffs faked, it's not a true three read. So when you see that handoff to the fullback, guys, I was watching tape all week long. When the fullback's getting the ball, the quarterback's head is turned completely back to the backfield. And that tipped me off to say, hey, even though there's a couple of handoff fakes and the quarterback fakes around, it's a misdirection offense, but it's not a multiple, you know, we talk about RPO or even just the pass or the run handed off to this guy, the read option. It's not exactly that in the offense. They're not really doing that. So the misdirection means stay at home, stay in your zones. And for Star Valley and Coach Merritt, I mean, yeah, another day, another job done, as they've just done so many times. I'm sure they're so well prepared for this. But that's what I noticed, is that while Sugar is very misdirecting, they kind of line up and then play as they're going to, as opposed to adjusting that play as they read. So if you make a good play, you've got a decent shot to get that stop.
The other part about the Sugar Salem offense is they draw you in with all of this misdirection and the running game, and then it seems like not only when they do hit a pass is it a big play, it's usually a devastating play because it ends up being a big one. Talk about that and how that challenges the defense in terms of keeping them awake to, oh, by the way, they're going to pass it on occasion, and it's generally going to be at a really opportune time for them.
Absolutely. So when you were looking at that wing T we talked about, as you can check out on SVINews.com, as I was breaking this down on SVI Sports Night, we do that every Thursday night, you've got the trap and the belly that's going inside, and then you've got this buck sweep going outside to the halfback. And then you've got the progression on the buck sweep that you're talking about, the waggle, which is it rolls out the opposite way of where you think the sweep would be going. So you're used to getting that handoff sweep outside to the halfback. Well, they hike it, they fake that handoff, and then the quarterback rolls out opposite side. And you mentioned they can get those big gains, even though it may just be a pass to the running back in the flat, because it's all about that misdirection, and they're hoping that the defense, even just a step, that's all they're trying to get. If you watch those replays, so many big plays this year for Star Valley or teams that they're going to play have come from this one step in the wrong way. And that's what Star Valley has to try to avoid with that waggle. Now, I mentioned it earlier with Frank, that waggle becomes more dangerous because this year, if that flat route or that little slant out isn't there, well, then Frank can tuck and run, and then those receivers become blockers. So I think that really adds the wrinkle in for them that they need to watch out for.
Kickoff tonight at 7 o'clock, and of course, you can watch the game live if you're not able to be there in person, which you should be there in person. But if you can't, watch it live on SVI Media, 7 o'clock kickoff time. Our first Bank of Wyoming countdown to kickoff begins at about 6:25 tonight. Jake, we appreciate your insights, appreciate your time. I'm going to put you on the spot, and every time I've done, you've always come through, so I don't even feel bad about it. Of course, during the games, you are always watching the other games around the state. Last week, the big matchup was Cody Riverton. And a lot of people thinking maybe Riverton's going to have it this year. Maybe they can be the one to knock Cody out of the championship game. Cody won 55-38, a high-scoring game, but Cody hangs 55 on the Riverton defense. What's your takeaways from that game last week?
So I'm glad you asked, actually. Thank you for asking that, Dal. I'll be the politician right here. But really, I did like this question because I think that Riverton, while they have a lot of room to work with trying to shut down that big play Cody offense, because I'm sure I'll be talking about it like I was last year when we get to it. They are the home run team. What Riverton did really well is Mark Leonard is the head coach for Riverton, has a track record for developing some of the best quarterbacks production-wise at the high school level in the state, and I think he's done it again with Blake Gantenbein now as a senior. Clay Sheets as a receiver, and of course you got Hunter Saltzgaver as the running back, but specifically with Blake Gantenbein, I saw two of their touchdowns go straight over the top of their safeties. We've been talking about broken cash money. Well, Star Valley likes to get that broken. So does Blake now. This year, twice went over the top of safeties for Cody. And guys, just for context, the last two big safeties for Cody football are playing for Boise State and Notre Dame. So going over the top of Cody in the safety department is a big leap of confidence. And that's what I saw with their offense playing from behind a quarterback and a team that believed they know exactly how to go down and score the ball. And I think that's just what Coach Lenhart does with first. He always says the first 2 years are building the program atmosphere and the excitement. And now year three, we're starting to really see the results pay off with, I think, someone who's going to be pushing for an offensive player of the year with a lot of other guys on Star Valley and Cody to mention as well. But Blake Gantenbein really, really looked like the difference maker in that game to keep it close. And, man, I'm excited for what Riverton's offering on the East this year.
Jake Hibbard, catch him tonight. He'll have the highlights during the game around the state of Wyoming this evening. And, of course, find Star Valley Sports Night. It's available online at SBINews.com, the SBI Media YouTube channel, SBI Sports Network on Facebook. You can find it everywhere. And it's every Thursday night for the rest of the high school football season. Jake, it's always a privilege. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. And good luck this weekend, Dale.